This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am so thrilled and honored you are here so that we can share the space and time to inspire, create, and evoke new ideas around wellness. I am so excited to introduce Jane Frey. She is here with me today to share her wisdom. Welcome, Jane. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thrilled to have you. I'm going to share with everyone a little bit about you and your background before we get into our conversation. So Sure. Everyone, Jane is, you know, this amazing soul that I've been able to meet through the Your Holistic Earth community, but I want to dig in a little bit about her. So inadvertently, her introduction to Reiki energy healing was the catalyst to realizing her life's true calling. With her innate advanced ability to sense energy and almost tangible levels, Jane quickly mastered all the existing systems to benefit her clients' well-being. Subsequently, she uncovered, which this is pretty cool, you guys, she uncovered an undocumented paradigm energy system she named Crystal Consciousness, ultimately winning an award at a prestigious international health conference. Now this evolutionary energist guides us to release the inner limitations which are keeping us from our aligned higher vibrational ability to manifest our life's desires. I'm so excited to have Jane here to help you tap into your power. She is very much about believing in the wonder zone. So Jane, thank you for being here to help inspire myself and those that are listening about this wonder zone. Tell me about it. What does that mean to you?
The wonder zone is this most fabulous place that all of us have the ability to engage with. We all have this wonder zone that is within us. And it is a place where there is this stillness within us that everything that is stressful for us or causing us any kind of worry or alarm just is dissolves away. Like it is this place where you are just in this true spiritual engagement with yourself. And our world is very, very busy. So it's so easy to be distracted. And many people have not ever experienced that level of themselves. And so it's a really rich experience for people to have, to be able to experience that stillness and inner connection. And the wonder zone is in that connection. There is this opening that occurs that is so expansive that it literally changes the way people look at their life and at their activities. And it's an all-encompassing engagement with your life in this new way.
I love that. I would love to actually turn back time a little bit. And you talk about, you know, I shared how Reiki, which is energy work, right? How Reiki, you know, catapulted you into this. Were you always connected to energy, or is this something that has become, you know, your calling? Like, where did this all start?
Well, when I took that initial training, I recognized this coming home to myself. And throughout the years before, and even as a child, I recognized I worked with energy, but no one talks about it and we don't have a language for it or descriptors for it. And so whatever I was doing, I knew it was something I had to do, but I couldn't describe it. I had no way to describe what I was doing. And so learning about energy and developing a language around that and a community and being able to describe those senses that I was experiencing in a way that people could perceive actually helped me to deepen into that and really connect with that deeply.
I am super curious, and I'm not sure if you're comfortable sharing. So if you're not, that's okay. Uh-huh. You, what I loved that you shared is that you were working with energy, but you didn't know you were working with energy. Can right. you provide, because there's people listening right now that are probably working with energy that have no idea. Could you provide example of what that might be?
Okay, well, for someone who really is just going to be learning about energy, our bodies and our senses actually know this already. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see this in children where they're highly sort of attuned energetically, or we'll see this in our pets, which actually they live in this energetic world and they can sense our mood and they can, you know, they get anxious when you get out that suitcase and it's looking like something might be happening. You know, they're really, really attuned to what's happening energetically. But even if we have the experience where we say we bump our arm, we know that we're going to need to hug ourselves. And we do this, right? We touch ourselves where there's an area of pain or distress in our body. We hug someone when we can see that they need that extra support. And so those are energetic cues about what is happening. Mm. Or another one would be if you're in a conference and there's a large group of people there, and you'll have this sense that someone is looking at you maybe, or this little kind of an electric feeling on your back of your neck, right? And you'll look around at the door and someone you know has walked in, right? They're way over on the other side, but your system knows their presence is there. That is the way we are connected through energy. And it is also the way that our prayer work and our considerations for other people that may be in distant parts of the world can be so powerful, and we can be so connected in that way. You know, think of someone that you haven't thought of in a long time, and in the next few days they phone you or send you a note, or, you know, like those connections are there. For myself, I actually, like, I feel energy tangibly with my hands. So I would actually be using my hands and doing this energy work, and I could feel it and sense it and have an idea what was happening, but I didn't realize it was a thing. Like, I just,
right.
You know, I, like, when I learned about it, I'm like, oh, that's what's been going on. And it made so much of my life make sense. That was just this kind of a puzzle before then. And that first training that I took, every single plant in my house bloomed. And I had plants that I'd had for years that I didn't even know were blooming plants, and they were blooming. And it was like, oh, something's going on here. Mm-hmm. So it was just sort of a visible acknowledgement of the difference that it can make when the energy of your systems comes into that kind of alignment. You know, the world shifts. It affects parts of your life.
And yeah. It's so fascinating when you, and I appreciate you sharing it in such great examples, because, you know, my daughter, she'll come home and she'll walk in the room and she'll know what kind of day I've had just from walking by me. And it's so fascinating because, again, she's obviously younger than I am. She's really in tune to catching that. And like you say, I think when we get super busy, we tend to not slow down enough to listen to those messages. I mean, there isn't anybody that's listening right now, watching the recording, whatever that is, that hasn't been in an experience where they walk in a room and they can feel the energy in the room, good or bad, right? Yeah. Right.
Oh, for sure. And we've all experienced those little, like, the kind of most subtle messages that we're getting from inside ourselves. Mm-hmm. And our tendency is to not slow down enough to listen to that. But those still small whispers are literally the guidance of our lives. And to be able to have a little space in your day and in your world to allow those little whispers to surface is a great gift that we can give ourselves.
When you talk about those whispers, I find it so fascinating because many of us, me included, I'm like, is that my internal dialogue or is that an actual solid, safe message? You know, is it my ego trying to protect me or is it really, is there a way? And, you know, I'm assuming it comes from practicing and that, but is there a way to discern or when you work with your people, as you're helping them grow their energy practice and connecting with them, that you help them kind of discern which is the message that is being needed to be received or is intended to be received?
I think one of the easiest ways to discern that is to really know that if it's a message of guidance, mm-hmm. it's going to be so full of love and kindness and tenderness for you that you might even become really emotional when you hear it. Mm. And if it's a voice that carries any kind of criticism or judgment or requiring you to like do something, it's probably not a guidance message. Guidance messages are filled with love and support and tenderness. And sometimes when we hear them, it can actually bring us to quite a lot of emotion. And even that is new for us. You know, we are not used to holding ourselves in that kind of tenderness that we would offer anyone. You know, we offer our family that tenderness. We offer it to suffering in the world, right? We hold that open-hearted, loving space. And sometimes we are like the last one to receive any of that loving tenderness. But that's literally where this inner wonder zone is in this place of just really deeply feeling that love.
What a beautiful clarity explanation. I mean, if it doesn't feel good in your soul, if it doesn't fill you with love and joy, it's probably not the message you're supposed to be listening to. I mean, that is gold. Thank you for sharing that, Jane. That is gold. So I want to before this time goes so quick when we're on this thing, I would love to know how Reiki, energy work, what you do and passionate about, how does that support somebody's wellness?
Our energy encompasses all of who we are. Mm. And actually just a small amount of our energy is even in our physical body. Most of it is outside of our physical body. And even our physical body is very little physical matter and nearly all energetic matter. So every event, conversation, relationship, every thought, every past experience, every sort of projection into the future, that is all held in our energy system. So when we're working energetically, these areas where the energy can be what we call compromised and not really open and flowing, which is what we want open and flowing. In those areas of density or compromise, then people can actually be having physical symptoms or emotional, mental, or even that spiritual disconnection. And being able to hold a vibrational space for that energy to come back into alignment. Well, we hear a lot about alignment, but it is actually an alignment with that flow and that openness. It allows any kind of density to dissolve away and really establish that healthy flow once again. And I guess the thing about working with someone who can facilitate that for you is that their energy is going to, for that moment or for that time frame, help you to move into a state where your own energy can kind of self-correct itself. Because our systems are self-correcting. And if they're given the nurturing and support they need, they will come back into their own natural flow. And that's why I teach people self-care and energy awareness and skills so that they can learn what their energy feels like to them if they've not experienced that, how they can tell if it's really optimally functioning or not, and then have some tools and resources so that they can help to manage that for themselves. And of course, recognize if they need some support, then they've got some resources how to access that.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you provide people the tools to self-support. You know, I'm a huge champion of having a team. I love having my outside people, but it, you know, you can't always be with the people. So the fact that you inspire your, you know, the people that you work with so that they have tools to self-manage is
for sure. It's such an important part of self-care. It's like a missing part of self-care. We know about having physical health and nutrition and exercise and mental health and emotional health and getting support and counseling and those services. And we have communities that support us spiritually, whether it's our communities of religion or beliefs. And yet we haven't ever learned as children that we actually can use energetic self-care, which is really a foundation to all of that. Because everything literally is energy. Everything in the world.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's so powerful and amazing. I know we're running out of our time together, but I would love to ask you about crystal consciousness. How can people find out more about it? Can you give like, I know this is terrible to ask, a Cold Notes version of what that is?
Cold Notes.
I mean, it's like just the name alone. I was like, I want to bathe in that.
Yeah. Isn't that so true? And it isn't working with crystals. So I need to clarify that for people that this is not like working with particular crystals. It's a vibration of the energy that is in this. It's kind of a different vibrational range than we usually work. And it holds the patterns and paradigms of our culture. Mm-hmm. So this would be like, you know, I'm a red-headed female and I live in Canada and I have this family, and there's a whole bunch of cultural beliefs around that support what my vision of myself is. It's almost like the ocean that we're all swimming in, is whatever that is that we just assume to be true and correct. And we actually, as children, think that's true for everybody. And I can remember a big awakening when I realized, oh, not everybody has the same kind of, you know, setup, right?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Right.
And now working with this energy, it revealed what those paradigms are, which are largely cultural, but they're the associations and judgments that we collectively make about ourselves and others. And it sets us up for beliefs around health, beliefs around genetic patterning, beliefs around, you know, I had this experience and I'm going to have more of this experience, or we'll see family patterns that are passed down.
Yeah.
If we want to be able to shift out of those, it's a great place to work because it gives us an opportunity to look at our own participation in what that construct is and actually make changes to it by our own thoughts and beliefs and our own understandings, and start using that as a resource to be our foundation. And it takes us out of that paradigm that maybe doesn't serve us anymore. So it's a very rich place to work, because through working through our own awarenesses of these things, with energy, it has a huge ripple effect. So it moves out through our families and through our communities. And if enough people are doing this kind of work, we really see these shifts.
That is beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for discovering this, because there's just, oh my gosh, there's so much wrapped up in that. I mean, what came to mind, which is kind of a really weird thing when you were talking about that as an example for me, was people assume that if you're thin, you're fit, you're healthy, you're strong.
Right.
And that's not always the case.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
and vice versa. Right. If you're, you know, you appear overweight, that you're unhealthy, you're, you know, all of those things. It's so interesting. It's those belief systems, those paradigms.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. There. And they're so subtle and continuous that we are not even aware that we're being affected by them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on where you are in that paradigm, right? You might be at the end that is greatly affected by it, or you might be on the other end that is just like totally unaware.
Yeah.
But even in that unawareness, you are participating in the continuation of it, you know? So we really can look at sort of, well, what is going on here? You know, what is the bigger picture, and what is my role in that? For myself and for my family, you know, and does that pattern stop here? You know, am I ready to make that change?
Yeah. I mean, that's a mic drop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have this huge responsibility. You know, we think that is all happening to us, but we're actually a part of it. Right. And if it's going to shift, it begins really with that, honestly, back into the wonder zone, that little still voice. That, you know, you are just so, you're so loved, right? You are just so precious and so loved.
For those of you that are listening, I hope you took those words in and heard them. I can't even just being able to hear you say those words, Jane, just makes them anchor in and come home. Now, for those that are listening and follow the podcast, you have a really generous gift. You are sharing a link to a birch tree meditation. And I will make sure for those of you that are listening that it's in the show notes. So don't worry, you'll get access to it. Can you share just really quickly what that means? What is a birch tree meditation?
The birch tree meditation is actually about a 10-minute meditation that takes us through the experience of energy in our own body. And I use the metaphor of a birch tree because as human beings, we're really very much like trees, and we actually transform energy in a very similar way. And so the image of the birch tree is this tall and strong and flexible tree, and it's got these beautiful branches that reach for the sky, and it has this subtle peeling and sloughing off of bark, which isn't painful or distressful. There's no drama. It's just like it's done with it, and it just kind of sloughs off and is ever renewing, right? It is just ever renewing. It's taking in nutrients from Mother Earth, taking in nutrients from the sky and from the environment. And we as people energetically really are like this as well. So it's just to guide people through that experience of moving into an energetic flow that allows them to actually utilize energy in their own system.
Thank you so much for sharing that with the audience. And, you know, I can't wait to tap into it myself. I really appreciate you sharing that. So Jane, thank you so much for being on the show. It has been an absolute pleasure and a gift to share this time with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you that are listening, thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in and sharing your time and space. We all know those are some of your most valuable assets. We appreciate you allowing us to come in and inspire the wellness warrior in you. If you're looking to reach out to Jane and touch base with her to learn more about energy healing and the work that she does, Do not worry. Like I said, everything will be available to you in the show notes, but she is also an incredible, vital part of the Your Holistic Earth community. You can find her there by searching through the directory or looking for events that she may be hosting through the events page. So do not hesitate to reach out. If you can't find her, let us know. We will make sure you connect. So again, Jane, thank you so much for being here. And again, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.